Until this week, Senator Marco Rubio maintained he wouldn't return to Capitol Hill after his first term.
Look, I have a real good friend I've known for a long time who's running for the Senate race. I didn't run. I said I wasn't gonna. He got into the race. He's a lieutenant governor of Florida. I think he's a strong Carlos Lopez Cantare. He's a strong candidate. He's in the race. I think he's put in time and energy to it, and he deserves the chance to see where he can take it.
That was an interview with CNN back in May, but now things are different.
And I changed my mind because, number one, I never said I was perfect or I had every answer. And when you're not perfect and you don't have every answer, there will come times where you change your mind. But number two is because I honestly believe that no matter who's elected president, we're going to need a Senate filled up with people willing to act as a check and balance on the excesses of the next president.
That's Rubio on CNN Wednesday. And as for his friend, Florida Lieutenant Governor Carlos Lopez Cantera, he's dropped out of the race, and so have Congressman David Jolly and Ron DeSantis. Lopez Cantera also called on Todd Wilcox and Carlos Baruff to drop out. On Friday, Wilcox responded and dropped out of the race to support Rubio. Baruff, on the other hand, isn't backing down.
He broke promises. He continually breaks promises to the public. He did not represent Florida citizens. And now he realizes this is the way he can stay in the limelight. And I think Floridians will see through that. But maybe I'm wrong, but I'm willing to take my chances.
And now Baruff can add a major supporter. Governor Rick Scott is backing him. But there are many Florida Republicans who side with Rubio.
I'm very glad that he has decided to seek re-election.
That's Max Stepanovich, a longtime Republican strategist.
He has the best chance to hold the seat for the Republican Party, and we're going to need to have a Republican Senate when Hillary Clinton's president.
A recent poll from Quinnipiac University shows more Florida voters are siding with Rubio. He leads Democrat Patrick Murphy by 7 points and Democrat Alan Grayson by 8. Peter Brown is an assistant director at Quinnipiac University Poll. He says Rubio running as the incumbent gives the senator an advantage.
He has a positive job approval rating. Voters like him. Incumbents tend to get reelected. He's a fairly popular incumbent. He's obviously ahead. Whether he'll be ahead in November, we'll see. But again, it's better to be up 7 or 8 points than down 7.
But despite Rubio's lead, U.S. Representative Patrick Murphy says he isn't worried. In a telephone conference with reporters, Murphy said Rubio didn't take his first term seriously.
Senator Rubio thinks the Senate is a chore. I love showing up to work, and I love working hard. Senator Rubio thinks the Senate can't get things done. He said, quote, we're not going to fix America with senators and congressmen. He said, I'm missing votes because I'm leaving the Senate. Senator, I just got to tell you, I think Floridians expect better.
Stepanovich also agrees that in order to win the Senate seat, Rubio will need to prove to Florida voters that he wants the job.
As Ricky Ricardo would say, which is not going to mean anything to most of your listeners, he's going to have a lot of splaining to do. That would be his commitment not to seek re-election. Some of the things and positions he took during the presidential campaign, he may have to walk back now. He's going to have to deal with his poor attendance in the Senate while he was running for president. And so I think one of the greatest difficulties he will have is persuading voters that he wants the job and that he will do the job.
And Democratic Congressman Alan Grayson says he doesn't believe Rubio really wants it.
I don't know why he wants to continue in the job. He doesn't seem to show any interest for it, and for God's sake, certainly no flair. Maybe he should let somebody else do it for a while who has some ability to get good things done for the people of Florida.
Meanwhile, Governor Scott is calling Baruff a close friend and says Floridians deserve the opportunity to consider his candidacy alongside Rubio. For WFSU News, I'm Tori Whitley.